In this module, I want to talk about niche selection. More importantly, no-nonsense niche selection. Allow me to explain. So many people, when they teach niche selection, will give what I feel is bad information. They will tell you that you have to, you know, you have to go to Google, you have to use keyword research tools, you have to make sure a term's getting searched for, you know, for example, 50,000 times a month. Because if it's not, you're not going to make any money. Now, what I would say is just because someone is searching for something on Google, it doesn't mean they're going to spend money, you know, in what they're searching for. For example, you know, if you go to Google and you do a general search, most of the time you're not looking to spend money. You're just looking to find information. So I would always argue, you know, follow the money, not the traffic. Why do you want to go and enter a niche where people are searching? You know, when you don't know if they're spending money. And that's why I always say follow the money. I'll be explaining more about that as we go on, okay? Now, you don't want to overcomplicate this process, okay? So many people just simply, you know, they get a niche selection and say, oh no, what am I going to do? What can I possibly learn? And you get really, really confused. And I know from experience a lot of people give up at this part when they go to create a product because they think they couldn't possibly create something that some other people would want to buy. Well, let me tell you that, you know, it's easy with a little bit of research to become an expert in just about any field. Well, expert enough where you can sell the information, okay? Again, we're going to be teaching this, but don't overcomplicate the niche selection process, okay? Also, do not try to reinvent the wheel, okay? You don't have to find that obscure niche, you know, teaching a parrot to do somersaults or something like that. Most of the popular niches are popular for a reason, and that is because people are spending money in those areas. Look at the weight loss niche as an example, okay? You know, you turn on the TV late at night or early in the morning and you flick through the channels, guaranteed you're going to find some product that's going to either get you fit or help you lose weight. It keeps getting reinvented. There's so many products out there teaching weight loss, teaching fitness. We all know that to lose weight, you simply need to consume less calories than you burn. It's as simple as that. Eat less, exercise more, and we'd all be lovely and thin. But that's not the case, is it? There's so many people out there struggling with their weight, and that's why people keep coming up with these products. Okay, just as there's people out there struggling to get traffic, struggling to get sales, struggling to build a list, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so let me continue. So when I said follow the money, not the traffic, I mean go where people are spending money. Why do you need to find out if someone's searching for something 50,000 times a month when you can simply go to places like JVZoo and ClickBank and other marketplaces, Dale Guardian, the Warrior Forum, Warrior Plus, and just see what people are spending money on. It's as simple as that. That's all you have to do. If you go to ClickBank and you type in weight loss or look for weight loss products, you'll see there's thousands of people selling products in that area. Okay? But the beauty of these areas is you know people are actually spending money. Not just searching, but actually physically spending money. So these are brilliant places to go to find the type of products that are selling. Obviously, forums. You can go to any amount of forums and find out what type of problems people are having, what type of problems you can solve. You know, this is sort of digging it a little deeper. For example, if you look for dog training forums, you're going to see countless forums where people are having problems with their pets. You know, for whatever reason. It might be eating the furniture, not going to the toilet properly, whatever. But the point I'm trying to make here is forums are fantastic places to sort of iron out possible areas where you can create products. For example, if you go to the Warrior Forum, you're going to find tons of people asking questions in various aspects of internet marketing, but you're also going to find people giving the answers. So let's sort of break this down a little bit. Let's say we go to the Warrior Forum and we see people asking for how to get traffic. And I know for a fact you're going to say that. People who have problems getting traffic, not enough traffic to their websites, you know, etc., etc. And one of the reasons is probably because they don't sell something what has an affiliate program. But that's another story. Anyway, so people want to learn how to get traffic. So you go to the Warrior Forum, You'd see the sort of answers people are giving, what sort of advice people are giving. Then you go to the marketplaces to find out if people are actually spending money in that area. And I know for a fact the answer is yes. Okay, there's tons of traffic products out there. I actually sell one myself. Okay, so hopefully this is sort of helping you here. You know, you're combining everything I'm telling you here to try and come up with the perfect product. Obviously, you need to be looking also at other marketers' products. So, let's keep using this traffic as a theme. If I was looking to create a product in the traffic generation niche, I'd be looking for the problems people are having. I'd be looking for the solutions. I'd also be looking at other marketers' products. Okay? For example, if you're going to create a traffic generation product, you should definitely check out my product, Simple Traffic Solutions. See how I teach traffic generation. See how I put my information across. See how I do everything. So basically, when you're buying other marketers' products, you're doing it to see what they're doing. Now, I am not for one second suggesting you copy anyone else's work. You never ever do that, because that is against the law. But it's okay to use other marketers' products for research and see what they're doing. Okay? PLR material, okay? If you're creating a product in just about any area, you'll usually find you can acquire some PLR material in that same area. Okay, I would always look at PLR material for research purposes. It is possible to use PLR material to create products. I've done it. I've actually taught it. But if I'm being honest, you'll get far better results if you simply completely repurpose any content you've got, you know, completely change the structure and just basically use PLR material for research purposes. Okay, but you definitely need to be looking at that material as well. Obviously, Google. If you're going to, whatever niche you're going to enter, you can search Google, dog training, traffic generation, list building, whatever, and just do basic research. Okay? Social media is a fantastic place to go to do niche research. Facebook, Twitter, I'd actually count blogging as social media as well. Obviously, if you're researching a particular topic, you definitely want to be looking for Facebook groups and pages and that sort of thing too. eBay. How many people forget about eBay? Obviously it depends what niche you're getting into. But for example, I'm going to go back to dog training. If you're, in the dog training niche or you want to create something, you definitely want to be looking at places like eBay to see what's getting sold, see the type of products that solve problems. That's always going to give you ideas for information products. Same can be said with Amazon. So many people overlook Amazon, when there's so much out there. Obviously, books goes without saying, and that takes me wonderfully into the next section, magazines. When you walk into a magazine store, a newsagent, you look at the general interests. Have you seen how many different obscure niches is out there? Who would have thought people, buy products? I'm not going to name any, but, trains, stamp collecting. These are the sort of things what you might not think people are interested in. But if there's something where a magazine is being created, there's obviously a demand. Okay, so even, if you're just coming up with ideas, go to the newsagents, look at the obscure niches, and you just might see something that stands out, and you think, wow, I didn't know, there was an interest in that area, and then you can go and create something in that area too. Also, for anyone who might be struggling to come up with something, come up with a niche, something internet marketing related, we're actually going to give you a 101 niche list. This 101 niche list has been researched, and nearly everything is in the internet marketing area, okay? So hopefully, I'm giving you some ideas here. And remember, just the biggest takeaway from this module is don't try and reinvent the wheel. Go where people are spending the money, okay? This is the big one. Go where people are spending the money.